With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Most Americans do not support the ongoing war against Iran. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
A new AP NORC poll shows that a majority of Americans surveyed believe the military action against Iran has gone too far. 90% of Democrats feel that way, as do about 60% of independents. Republicans are more divided. The polling data show that many Americans are worried about affording gasoline. Keeping the price at the pump down is the rare goal that unites both major political parties. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Pakistan, volunteering to broker an end to the war, has sent Tehran a 15-point ceasefire proposal. But John Gambrill reports so far it seems to be having little effect.
So it remains unclear whether this 15-point plan is going to be enough to try to get to the negotiating table. But these new troop movements, as well as the soon-to-be arrival of more U.S. Marines to the region, again puts up the pressure on Iran as its attacks show no signs of stopping.
That is John Gambrill reporting. There is a verdict in New Mexico's landmark social media trial.
A New Mexico jury has found social media conglomerate Meta harmful to children's mental health in violation of the state's consumer protection law. Prosecutors say Meta, which owns Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp, prioritize profits over safety. Attorneys for Meta say the company discloses risks and makes efforts to weed out harmful content and experiences. Jurors found there were thousands of violations, each counting separately towards a penalty of $375 million. New Mexico's case was among the first to reach trial. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Lower oil prices have stocks rising on Wall Street. The Dow up 342 points at this hour. The Nasdaq up by about 219 to the good, and the S&P 500 up by 46. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports a new report, new study out, shows a snapshot of America's LGBT population.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reports that people who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender make up about 10% of the U.S. population. Of that group, young adults ages 18 to 29 are the most likely to identify. LGBT Americans are far more likely to vote Democrat and describe themselves as politically liberal. The PRRI poll also finds that 51% of the LGBT community is religiously unaffiliated. Michael Harrington reporting.
California lawmakers are considering a bill that would establish buffer zones around the houses of worship designed to keep protesters at a distance. The legislation would establish a 100-foot zone around any church, synagogue, or mosque and would bar protesters from approaching members of the congregation except with their consent. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street appears cautiously optimistic, and oil prices have tumbled roughly 6% over the possibility of a de-escalation of the Iran war and talks between the U.S. and Iran. Brent crude fell more than $6.25 per barrel to $93.97. Benchmark U.S. crude gave back $5.63 early today to $86.72 a barrel. The Trump administration has offered a 15-point ceasefire plan to Iran. The president says Tehran is anxious for a deal. Shares of Facebook parent Meta are rising after a New Mexico jury determined the company knowingly harmed children's mental health and concealed what it knew about child sexual exploitation on its social media platforms. Jurors ordered Meta to pay a $375 million penalty. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.